This exquisite tunic is made of a type of cloth called cumbi, the highest quality weaving known in the Andean region, some with over 600 threads per inch. Only the best weavers in the Inca Empire were permitted to make these textiles. They wove cumbi in specialized workshops at the heart of the empire and in distant outposts, spending an entire year on a single garment. Arabel Fernandez López is a Peruvian archaeologist who specializes in Andean textiles.
These tunics, or uncu in Quechua language, that means a male garment, really the weavers have to spend a lot of time because they're very fine. The cumbi textile was very fine and was worn by the Inca elite and the official of the empire.
Joanne Pillsbury, Metropolitan Museum of Art.
There's a very close relationship between identity and sense of self and sense of accomplishment with these garments. They were given as rewards to people who distinguished themselves on the battlefield. They would be gathered and kept in imperial storehouses. They were an important part of imperial statecraft for the Inca. At the time of the conquest, some of these textiles were burned, much to the dismay of Andeans. They couldn't understand why the Spaniards were destroying the textiles and going after the gold, because for them, the textiles were far more valuable.
The highly valued textiles were traded or gifted across the vast expanse of the Inca Empire.
Inca tunics have been found on high mountain peaks in Argentina, in Chile, on the coast of Peru. They've been found in Bolivia. So it reminds us about the extraordinary saturation of Inca visual culture in the last century before the Spanish conquest.